the neoliberal war against the Filipino people. There is a war going on in the Philippines. It's not the so-called war on terrorism. It's not the usual regional wars that have been waged in developing countries. It's a war waged against the Filipino people by the neoliberal government of Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. What is happening in the Philippines is happening all around the world. Countries are using the mask of the war on terror to destabilize, attack, and destroy dissident groups or any groups that oppose the state. In the Philippines, the government is responding to the criticism and dissent by trying to intimidate and liquidate its opponents. In March alone, the beleaguered Arroyo government has unleashed a wave of repression against its opponents. For example, March 1st, four members of Gabriela, a national alliance of women's organizations, were unlawfully arrested and detained in Quezon province. March 3rd, Abelardo Ladera, a city councilor and a provincial coordinator of the Bayan Munya party list, was shot dead. March 9th, Romeo Sanchez, Bayan Munya party list regional coordinator and former Bayan regional secretary general and radio broadcaster in the Ilocos region, was shot dead in Baguio City, northern Luzon. March 10th, Ernesto Bang, provincial information officer of the Anak Pawis party list of workers, peasants, and urban poor, was killed in front of his residence in Camarines Sur. March 13th, Father William Tadena, Philippine Independent Church priest, was shot dead on his way home from officiating a mass. That's just a few. The most recent stage of the Filipino human rights crisis was sparked by the November 16, 2004 massacre of seven striking workers of Hacienda Luisita in Tarlac, central Luzon, when Philippine government soldiers opened fire on their picket line. Many of the people slain, arrested, or disappeared in the following march were people publicly supporting the Hacienda strikers. Many of them became victims of a vicious military that reminds one of the U.S.-supported military juntas and death squads of Latin America during the 70s, 80s, and beyond. Indeed, many Philippine military officers are armed and trained by the Americans. The Macapagal Arroyo regime has been implicated in an election scandal that suggests it bought its way into power. The Bayan USA, the overseas chapter of the Philippines-based opposition alliance, has dubbed Gloria Gate, the tapes indicating the president engaged in electoral fraud. At a recent protest in L.A. against the Macapagal Arroyo regime, Bev Tang, an organizer of the Filipino youth activist group Anak Bayan, talked about the state terrorism that the U.S. funds by supporting the regime. She said they cut funding for social services here in America so that they can fund the Philippine military and police who torture and kill journalists, priests, and human rights activists. Bev Tang added, they cut the budget on education here in the U.S. so that they can give more money to repressive states such as the Gloria Macapagal Arroyo regime under the auspices of the War on Terror, unquote. In August 2005, an international solidarity mission will visit the Philippines in five teams in five different areas of the country to gain firsthand knowledge of the nation's human rights crisis. Afterwards, a People's Tribunal is planned, where ISM observers will present their findings. This international fact-finding mission is designed to be a popular tool to expose and mitigate the horrific human rights crisis gripping the Philippines today. What the Filipino people are really fighting is the neoliberalism that has placed a series of post-Marcos regimes in place in the service of the U.S. IMF powers and against the democratic rights of the Filipino people. Various Filipino puppets to the U.S. IMF will have been waging a real war against the people to please their foreign masters. That war seems only to be getting hotter, as is the resistance. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.